The title of today's sermon is Look to God. I'd like to begin, brethren, by turning over to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Brethren, there has never been a time when I felt that our country was in such mortal danger of devastation as it is right now. There was a time in the past when the great majority of Americans prayed to God and looked to God for His blessings. As a result of looking to God for His blessings and direct intervention in our affairs, the affairs of this nation, we grew strong, we grew powerful, we grew to be a mighty nation. We became the richest and mightiest nation that has ever existed anywhere on the face of this earth as a result of those blessings. Today, we've moved on. We've moved away from looking to God. In fact, there's a concerted effort to remove God's name from absolutely everything. Courthouses, the schools, the documents, the oaths, the pledges, take God out of everything. As a nation, we now think that it is our prowess, our policies, and institutions that determine the course of our country, not God. This country, this nation, no longer believes that our strength comes from God and that we're being directed by God. Our nation now believes we did it all ourselves, without God's help. We did it without God's bountiful blessings. Brethren, it's national arrogance against God. In Deuteronomy 8, in verse 17, these are the words of God. And God is speaking about us, exactly where our nation is today. God says, "You say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth.'" Brethren, it didn't. God gave it to us. In America, we have come to really believe that we don't need God anymore. In fact, we have taken a fresh new look at our Constitution, and we've concluded that it asserts that God must be removed from everything. It's become clear to us that a secular society, a society without God, a society without commandments or morality, void of law and ethics, would be a much more wonderful paradise of liberty and freedom to do as we please. That's what we have come to in this country. God, in His infinite wisdom, knew that modern Israel would walk the same rebellious path as our forefathers did. And we know the history of Israel, how they rebelled against God and how they went into captivity. We read in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 12, "Beware, lest you forget the Lord, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage." See, our forefathers were delivered. They were blessed. They were given tremendous blessings in a country of their own. And they turned their back on God in the same exact way that we're doing it today. It is clear that God is dealing with us as a nation today, just as He removed His blessing from ancient Israel back then. How will our demise come about? What's going to happen? What is going to upend everything? We still see, if you look on your television, look out your door, you go, "Wow, we're still a mighty nation, and we're still big and powerful in the world. We got so many bombs and planes and ships, and we're powerful." God says that our demise is about to come about. Right now, our nation is going through a most critical episode in our history as a result of God being removed from our nation and from our thoughts. When we take God out of everything, that's a turning point. And God says, "Okay, you want to go it alone? Okay, go it alone and watch what happens." Now, all through the book of Ezekiel, we won't have much opportunity to go there today, but God says, "Then they will know that I am the Lord who was among them, who ruled them, who blessed them." All of those things, 70 times in Ezekiel, God says, then they'll know. Well, we're about to come to the point where everything's going to flip-flop, and then people will know. Our impending health care debacle is only one of the ways that God will soon bring America to its knees. God is systematically removing our preeminence in the world. No longer will the United States be number one. Many of the promises made to the great majority of the American people about affordable health care have proven to be unaffordable at best. Recent political moves are threatening to destroy the most advanced hospital system in the world, Why is it, brethren, that even dictators from foreign countries come to America, go to places like Mayo Clinic and some of our renowned institutes for their health care? It's because America is number one in health care on the entire planet. If all goes as planned, the way our leaders are planning it right now, our sophisticated medical field will be reduced to the level of the socialist European-style healthcare system. England has it as well, where they have these long lines, and they have substandard doctors, and they don't get the health care that we have in America. It's God, brethren. It is God who is allowing this to take place. Our blessings are going to be removed. We are losing our health care, and much more. It's much more than just health care. This is just one issue, and it's all because of our rejection of God. It's not only our health care, but our entire economy is also going to collapse soon. And you might say, now those are strong words. We are the most powerful economy in the world. Yes, but there are some tremendous problems with our economy, brethren. It is going to be devastating. They are both the healthcare and the economy, they're tied together. The Bible predicted that ravaging curses would come upon us when we failed to look to God. That's the title of today's message. When we fail to look to God and keep His commandments, these curses would come upon us. We read over in Leviticus 26, if you will not hearken to me, that means if we won't listen and do what God says, and will not do these commandments, this nation of America is not keeping the commandments of God. We have rejected God. We have done away with God. We read in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 15, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, God's going to list some terrible curses that are coming on our country. Now, brethren, if you had a crystal ball, you could put it out there and look into it and say, tomorrow is going to be Sunday and the next day is going to be Monday. That's about as accurate as crystal ball is going to be. But God's word is true. And what we read in this list of curses is coming on our nation. God says so. That's how we know that it's true. Who believes today that we're about to totally lose control of our health system? There aren't many people. Even those who are against what's going on politically, they don't realize that it's all going to collapse, but it will soon fail drastically. Right here in America, it'll be leading to runaway infections, infectious diseases, heart conditions, cancers, just eating people alive, a host of new, untreatable, unheard of diseases. We read in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 22. This comes from the blessings and the cursings chapters of Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Here in Deuteronomy 28, 22, we read, the Lord shall smite you with consumption, with a fever, with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew or fungus infections. There are brand new diseases that the doctors have never heard of. There are viruses and bacteria that are unaffected by anything that the doctors has. We read in Leviticus 26 and verse 16, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. Brethren, this is going to have far-reaching applications when the healthcare system goes into effect. Our overextended economy is way more fragile than most people realize. Our economy could snap at any moment. Only God is holding up the time until it's within His time range, the way He wants it to work out. You remember just a few years ago, recently, on a large scale, when gasoline went above $4 a gallon, our economy, because of that, took a nosedive because millions of citizens did not have the extra money to spend on the thousands of incidentals that were helping to drive our even then floundering economy. When people stop buying all these incidentals, little things like ice cream and toys and newspapers and popcorn and candy and electronic devices, going to the movies, things like that, when the great populations